Hello, this is David Griffin. I play the character of Jimmy Barkley. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the April 14th edition of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hey, everyone.
Well, today is our final portion of our interview with David Griffin.
Got a bit sleepy there for a second, huh?
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't even notice.
Well, thankfully the interview isn't that boring, so hopefully you guys will enjoy it.
Are you kidding? I mean, no, it's not boring at all.
Besides, we get to ask him the most important question of the year.
No, just of our show.
Yeah, that too.
Just of our show. Although, technically, our show has been going for the year, so that works.
Our show's been going for 4 months, and...
No, that can't be right. It's only been 10 weeks. Oh, wait, but we were doing every 2 weeks for a while there, weren't we?
Yeah, we kind of split things up, and then we decided to go with a different different pattern.
We've changed so many times, I don't even know what's what anymore.
Yeah, this is our 10th anniversary of our first podcast.
Yay! Ooh. It's not the anniversary, it's just the 10th podcast.
I know, it sounds cool when you say it like that.
It has not been 10 years since our first podcast.
Oh, I know that.
Trying to confuse people. Jeez. All right. So, shall we read letters, or shall we just get on into the interview?
How about we play the interview?
All right. Click! So, we are going to move on to our rapid-fire questions, and these are probably some of the most random questions. Some of them sound serious. They are not meant to be. I know this because I know who sent them.
Cool.
It sounds like a serious question. Just have fun with it.
Well, if I give a serious answer, my apologies.
You can't help it.
It's okay. Yeah, so you got to answer these as quickly as you can. Just first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
Don't think about it too hard.
Blue.
Wait. We haven't asked the question yet.
1918. Gettysburg Address.
42! Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to be voting on answers. Sorry.
Okay, I'm ready. Shoelaces. Sorry. Okay, I'm ready.
Alright. Our first question is from Arnold, and he would like to know, who is your daddy, and what does he do?
My dad is a vice president of a printing company that specializes in an engraving process that is kind of a dying art form these days. That's my daddy.
Alright, what is your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is 4th of July. I really love explosions.
Are you a pyro?
I am. I really am.
That's for me.
I am a pyro. Yeah. Give me a grill. Give me some torches to juggle. Give me something to blow up. Yeah. That's a good day.
Awesome. Yay. What is one thing people would be surprised to know about you?
That I juggle fire. And... Okay. I have a mole on my index finger.
All right.
And I'm double jointed.
Ooh, me too.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
It's great because you can scratch extra places, you know?
Oh dear.
Let's not go there.
Moving on. Hacker wants to know, what do you think about global warming?
I think global warming is one of those divisive issues. You know, I think it just basically comes down to, you know, don't pollute, don't litter. You know, if there are ways that we can conserve things, we should. We should somehow strike a balance with the world that we live in because it's been given to us for us to take care of. And we should respect that responsibility.
All right, if you could be any superhero, who would it be?
Batman, because he had all the cool toys, but he also He's the only crime fighter that became a crime-fighting superhero by using his wits, and I like that. At the end of the day, he was a man driven on a quest to become something greater than he actually was, whereas, you know, all these other guys get bitten by radioactive spiders and come from other planets, and this man made himself into a superhero. I kind of dig that.
Well, it didn't help that, I mean, it helped that his parents, weren't his parents, like, insanely wealthy and left him all their money and everything?
Yeah, well, I would like that, too.
I mean, but he had
I bet Batman has
stuff behind.
I bet Batman has a really big TV.
All right. Plasma. What kind of Rebecca wants to know what kind of socks you wear.
Rebecca, I do not wear socks. Except I was wearing socks this morning. I had to go to work. But in my daily life, ever since my car accident, I don't like to bend down to tie shoes, so I wear Birkenstocks. And I am either barefoot or sockless 90% of my life.
All right, we're all getting a really bad mental image right now, so let's move on. Next question. Do you wear two pairs of socks in the winter?
There is no winter in Southern California. Not anymore since global warming.
True.
Another day after tomorrow will hit, and then you'll get winter every year.
I can't wait. I can't wait to go outside, and then I will wear two pairs of socks with my Birkenstocks.
Ooh! Ooh! Only that's like... Ooh, that's a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
That's a Washington and Oregon thing. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, do you have any family traditions?
Off the top of my head, the one that comes to mind is the naming of the firstborn after the maternal grandfather. And my family always, we live so far away from my cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents that, you know, pretty much any little traditions that we had just sort of sprung up out of the nucleus of our family. And so none really spring to mind. I think we were rather untraditional. Or so I've been accused by my mother-in-law.
So basically it's been your family tradition not to have a tradition.
Yeah, I think we, you know, most of it tends to center around, like, holiday kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, this thing gets cooked because Dad's used to having that for the last 50 years. But nothing, no sacred rites of passage or anything like that.
Family ring.
No, actually, now that I say that, my dad did give me some cufflinks given to him by his father. I think on my 18th birthday, I had totally forgotten that. Sorry, Dad.
If you're listening.
Yeah.
Okay, EK asks, does Focus give you free copies of any episode or album you ask for?
Not in a long, long time. I don't really ask for anything because I'm always afraid they'll say no.
Well, that hurt.
I think one time I went to the door and some package had arrived, and it was all the collections up to that point. I don't remember how many it was, like 30 or 40. And I thought that was kind of nice, but I do not have any current CDs other than the one that they sent me with the Living in the Gray episodes. So they don't usually send me too much. I think I'm sort of like the forgotten stepchild over there.
Aww. Well, Focus, if you're listening,
yeah,
you have Nathan on your side.
I got Nathan, and I got Corey on my side. I mean, he downloaded all the episodes for me, so what do I need Focus for? You know, I got some friends; they'll hook me up.
All right. Speaking of Corey, why are you not a member of the Town of Odyssey? McNutt wants to know.
I'm not a member of the Town of Odyssey because I'm not usually an internet surfer. Most of my time is spent, I like watching documentaries on television, National Geographic Channel, History Channel. I'm a sports junkie. Love my Lakers. Love Kobe. I don't care what the rest of... Hey, four times in a row, 50-plus points. It's amazing. Great athlete. But I'm not usually a big internet guy. I pretty much go in for email, or I use the computer more to do sound editing or little film projects or writing. And I think that I sort of had this feeling that if I were on the two, and I don't know where this comes from, but that sort of the novelty of it would wear off, and then Jimmy would be, Jimmy. We talked to him. Yeah. You know, at least this way it's still kind of, I'm Jimmy. You know?
So you basically just want to keep the ego trip going and not let it end.
What's retain his power?
Oh, what little power I have, you know. I'm always, Darcy's showing me stuff all the time. And so while I may not get on as often as she does, you know, I am seeing what you guys are writing. And, you know, by all means, if anybody ever wants to write me something, you know, you're welcome to send me an email at my website, or you can contact Darcy on the two, and, you know, I'm happy to talk to whoever. So it's not that I'm averse to the two or against it. Plus I can't get the computer away from my wife. You know, that's another thing. She's on the thing for like 16 hours a day, you know.
Hey, I've heard opposites where she's been like, yeah, Dave's hogging the computer. I'm sorry I couldn't.
Yeah, right. There are days where my daughter will come up to me and go, where is mommy? Oh, she's right here. She's on the computer. Mommy doesn't love us.
Yeah. Wait, who says that? Her or you?
What?
The mommy doesn't love us.
No, Kimberly says that. Mommy doesn't love us anymore. Daddy, should I get on the computer so I can talk to mommy? Good luck, honey.
Oh, my word. I think we're going to have to edit these vile things about Darcy out. We need to protect her. Yes. She doesn't deserve that.
Yes, she does. No, she doesn't.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
Come on.
She's on.
Do you really want to mess with her?
No. I know better than that. But usually she's on the computer much more than I am, and I think I was in that little niche where, like, it's sort of awkward for me sometimes to, like, instant message or post things. I always find it, I'm a person that is easier having a conversation like we're having.
Skype!
Because I've never been into chat rooms.
They're not, you know, every time.
They're not. I just was never into it. But I like the two. I like what the way it's set up. I think what you guys have done, and, you know, certainly what Corey did was amazing, and it's so creative. And I orbit the two. You know, I orbit. I'm in a satellite fixed position around it, and I'm always kind of checking it out a little bit. So.
Yeah, you're what we would call a lurker.
So, I am a lurker, yes.
Indeed.
I'm the lurker outside in the bushes, peering through the window. Yeah. Fogging up the computer screen with my breath, yeah. Darcy just says, she's like, that's creepy.
Yeah, actually, by the sound of it, does. Well, I was going to say, that was a nice short response to our question.
Yeah, really.
Moving on, next question.
Good luck chopping that one up.
Next question is, what are your favorite brand of pants?
My favorite
wants to know that.
Brand of pants would be jeans, of course.
That's not a brand.
Well, hold on, because I could have said khakis, but I'm jeans, and we've got an outlet. Is it the Levi's store? I always buy Levi's. Yeah, I'm a Levi's guy. Yeah, Levite. They're trusty and dependable.
They were the first ones.
Indeed.
Sounds like a bad advertisement for diapers. Trusty and dependable. Sorry, I had to throw that out there.
But just on the guys in potty humor.
Just on the off chance that there are any representatives of the Levi's Corporation listening, I would love some free clothes.
All right. How do you feel the situation in the Middle East could be best be resolved? This is also from the Top Crusader. Remember, he's the guy that asked about you and Jimmy Barkley and
Blackbird. Ah, yes. Yes. The situation in the Middle East, I just don't understand why in this world we all can't seem to not kill each other. Why that's such a difficult thing. I do find it rather prophetic and interesting that the whole world is focused on this one little patch of dirt, and how interesting it is that on this whole planet there is so much tension in this one little area. And there's a part of me that, you know, seems that how would I resolve the situation in the Middle East? I don't know if you can resolve it. I think people are much too happy hating each other, and what a sad commentary that is on the human condition.
Alas. Well, segueing to a similarly serious question, the Top Crusader will also like to know, does it sadden you that there are numerous members of the Town of Odyssey that think you are a baby-eating communazi because you are an actor?
Nazi? Nazi?
You know, actors get such a bad rap, and it's so unfair because it is the hardest profession to make a living in, and most of the actors I know are the hardest working people. They tend to be very, very sensitive, compassionate people. You know, we all sort of get that liberal label, which I think has more to do with just the fact that they are actors and actors that have crazy egos. People are fine to label me however they wish.
Okay, Hackaber wants to know if you would consider visiting your Malaysian fans.
I would love to go to Malaysia. I hope someday I can get out into that corner of the world. And I, you know, when you say my Malaysian fans, I sort of go, really? I'm always sort of amazed by the reach of the show and just how international it is. You know what? Fans of this show are really, really nice people, and the few person-to-person encounters that I've had I always feel like I walk away with, you know, getting more out of it than they did. And I'm, you know, and I say that in the most respectful way, that it, for me to have a fan-on-fan interaction it's a very special thing, because I, you know, for 20 years I really haven't had too much of that, and so it's kind of an experience for me, and getting to meet people that somehow are fit or impacted by the show, you know, really makes me feel like, you know, very, very privileged and blessed. And as we were talking earlier, in some of the stuff that's going to get cut out, you know, it's not like any of these fans are crazy. So if I ever get to Malaysia, I'll try and make sure I can let people know. And, I would love to meet fans.
Skid asks, will you be glad when this interview is over?
No, this is so much fun for me. Actually, I was supposed to go into work today, and I called off. I said I wasn't going to do it, because to me this is fun. I don't get to revisit my experiences that much, and you know, I could talk about Odyssey for hours and hours and hours, obviously. And not because I don't get to do it anymore. It's, for me, it's a great way of sort of reliving it. And those are some of the best times in my life, and I have such a special feeling for it that I love conversing about it, and I will actually be sad when this interview ends and wondering when I'll get to do it again.
Great, because we have a whole other page of questions for you.
Cool.
No, I'm kidding.
Didn't think I'd call your bluff, did you? Bring them on. Bring on the questions. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm just getting warmed up. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, our last question for now is from Symbol 9. And she wants to know, okay, this is absolutely positively the most important question of the entire interview. So this requires a very, very serious answer.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Okay, can I answer this with a straight face? Why am I the one that's asking this question? I already got eaten alive the last time I had to ask this. Oh, man.
But it was, you weren't asking Jimmy Barkley, though, so.
No, I wasn't. So, I'm going to get eaten alive again. My goodness. All right. You like seeing me suffer.
Yes.
Okay, which do you prefer, Chris or Sarah? I told you.
Well, I find them to both be rather repulsive. Sarah's the only one I'm truly afraid of. Chris is far enough away that I know I'm not in any immediate danger.
It's not my fault your wife wrote me, gave me a map of where to find you.
No, I've had a wonderful time talking to both of you guys, and you guys have been very wonderful to me and have treated me excellently, and I think we've had a lot of fun chatting, and I got no complaints, you know. I love my Canadian friend, and I love my Virginian friend. So.
I'm from Washington.
Well, Washingtonian / Virginian. I go by current residence, you know.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because if we're being technical, then I'm
British Columbian.
Well, if
that's true, then I
should
be getting serious financial aid from Virginia right now. But, you know, I said this needs to have a specific answer, and you haven't given me one, so you're not off the hook.
I have to pick one.
You can consult with Darcy. I bet she'll help you.
You know what? I have been rather brutal to Sarah over the course of this interview. So Sarah, I'm gonna pick you.
And, yay!
You are my favorite because you have suffered through the gauntlet that is Dave Griffin. And yeah, but you guys have both been great, and thank All you right. very much.
All right, nice talking with you. Bye.
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 No. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I just wanted to cut Dave off because he hurt my feelings. No, I'm cool.
But I was just so brutal to her, you know, that I had to make up for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, but I gave it too, so.
I tried to.
I probably failed miserably, but.
Who wrote that question?
SimpleMind34 wanted to know. It's a running joke because we've asked it to every, like, we've interviewed other people. Like, before January, it was actually a radio show, not just talking about Odyssey, but talking about the town of Odyssey and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a question there to everybody that we interviewed. And I guessed, I was a guest co-host with Chris for one of the shows, and I had to ask it of Susan, of Cat's Paw. There were, like, three times where I was a choice in something, and she, like, didn't choose me any of the three times. And so I think out of spite, Chris made me ask this question again.
Oh, it was totally random, Sarah. Notice the questions are asked alternately.
Uh-huh. But, and then on top of it, we were jokingly, when we started doing the Odyssey podcast, we were joking about whose name should go first. Like, this is who should introduce the show? And so we were asking people, and so this is kind of, like, it kind of turned into a, well, who do you like better?
Well, who's gotten the most votes?
We haven't actually done a poll yet, but that's a great idea.
You know
you're going to lose, Chris. You know you're going to lose.
Hey, Chris goes first in Odyssey. Why can't he go first in the...
I might have to switch loyalties, you know?
I know.
If he needs some people behind him, you know, I'll line up.
I would lose.
Yeah, you know, Dave would probably sign up to the town of Odyssey just to vote for me, so.
You should feel special. But he still didn't call you his favorite during the interview, so I still win.
But,
Wait. Okay, you're not allowed to edit that out either.
Oh, no, I'm not going to edit it out. This is all going on the record.
No. I mean, editing out the part of him calling me his favorite. That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh.
That has to stay. No messing with that.
Of course not.
Oh, I could do one version of each, and you could release two separate versions.
No.
Sarah's version and Chris's version.
Seriously.
No, it'll be the next new episode of Two Sides to Every Story. And when Chris is talking about, or I'm talking about
no,
it.
No. He said he liked me best. And Sarah's like, I got the proof.
And sadly, then I don't. Chris
and then Sarah's story, I throw a bucket of water over the computer screen. I'm all upset.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's funny.
Thank you so much, Dave, for letting us interview you and for joining us and everything. It was a lot of fun, even if you harassed me a bunch. But hey, I'm your favorite, so it works. I'll pay you later.
You're going to rub that in. No, thank you, guys. I had a wonderful time, and sincerely, I enjoyed this a lot, and it's been a wonderful time of reminiscing, and I hope that everybody had a good time listening. And thank you guys for being such good hosts. Well, and if I can just say something real quick to the fans and just give my thanks to them for their loyalty to the show and their interest enough in this interview to submit questions. And I hope everybody else had as much fun with it as I did. And thank you guys so much that you haven't forgotten me. So I'm blessed. I feel like I'm the lucky one. And I mean that very sincerely.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's been a real privilege to speak with the renowned Jimmy Barkley.
The myth, the legend. Yeah.
The humble.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, guys. It's been fun. You want to say goodbye, Kimberly?
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was a great ending. Good to hear from Kimberly.
I'm his favorite.
Oh, I really should have edited that out.
Yeah, but you would have had 100 people coming after you with pitchforks and torches if you had.
Not if they didn't know, because I have the evidence, so I could have burned it.
Yes, but I know, and you know, and Dave knows, and Jesus knows that I'm Dave's favorite.
I have nothing to say.
But you're a second favorite. Doesn't that count for something?
Yeah, that's great. I'm his second favorite. Wait a second. Where does Darcy and Kimberly fit?
They aren't on this scale. They have their own. Much higher than ours.
What's higher than number one?
I'm the number one fan stuff, not the real person-y family type stuff.
Actually, if you think about it, we asked, which do you prefer? But we never mentioned any of the other fans, so perhaps maybe, you know, someone else could be number one, too.
That's true. But right now, I'm his favorite.
Yeah, you were never actually number one, so stop putting words in his mouth.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm his favorite! I think that's all I said at the very beginning. Then it changed because you were jealous, so.
No, I think you were just trying to make yourself feel more important and more special than you actually were, so.
No, I definitely didn't want to do that. I'm definitely not anything to write home about. But anyway, what else did we talk about in this interview? I don't remember.
You weren't listening? That's why you were dozing off again.
I'm sorry.
Well, we talked about a lot. We had a rapid-fire section. And that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's right. But it wasn't very rapid fire.
No.
Oh, and for any confusion, this interview was actually done in two parts, like recorded over two separate days. So he refers back to stuff that happened like in the first interview because there were two interviews.
Yep, essentially.
Just to clarify that up.
Yeah, because he talked for so long that we just couldn't complete the entire interview in one night. So.
Yeah, no, it was more along the lines of computer glitches.
That too, but we won't speak of that anymore.
Reason number three.
Uh-huh. Let's move on to a preview of our next show.
What are we doing next show?
Next week we are going to be airing some of the bloopers and some of the outtakes from our interviews. Thanks for blabbing it all out, Sarah. And
sorry, you're the one who's going to point it out, so we may as well cut them off before they catch it, right?
Might as well, although I don't think people would have caught on that quickly.
Hey, now who's underestimating the intelligence of our listeners?
Okay, so for the next show, we're going to be airing some of the unaired stuff from the interview. And
yay!
As well, we will be previewing, yes, the semi-premiere of Adventures in Odyssey with, what's that episode called again?
I don't know.
Best of Enemies.
Right! That one.
It's been so long. I mean, 6 weeks? Come on, guys. That's just way too long to withhold an episode from us.
Dude, summer.
Yeah, and that's even longer. I'm not looking forward to summer.
If you can survive summer, you can survive this.
Well, I can't survive summer, so
You can't? Then why are you still alive?
I'm sorry.
I've been around a 3-year-old all day today, so if I sound really immature and weird with my answers, that would be why.
Yeah, 3-year-olds can rub off quite easily. I spend a considerable amount of time with them.
Yes, I just admitted to everybody that I have the maturity level of a 3-year-old at the moment. I willingly admit that.
Maybe Dave should rethink who his number one fan is.
Dude, his daughter is almost 4, so it totally fits that I'm his number one fan. I'm his favorite person.
That's true. That is true.
Uh-huh.
Well, do we have any questions for our fans? Because I think it's time that they get involved. You guys did a great job with all your questions. Thank you very much for sending them to us. And, we should get some more input from you, the listener.
I have a question. You probably won't hear this, but I have a question. How many people out there think it would be a hoot for me to actually get to talk to Katie Lee?
Ha, 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 ha.
Seriously, how crazy would that be if I actually got to talk to Katie Lee?
You know, it would be like having 2 Sarahs on the show. And I don't really think people need to put up with that. I honestly think that they...
Hey! You just insulted Katie Lee!
No. I said 2 Sarahs.
Yeah, you're comparing her to me and saying that that would not be good.
No, I said we don't need to hear put up with 2 Sarahs.
Wait, are you telling me that I don't need to be there?
Well, that too, but no, wait a second. I'm getting myself into a load of trouble. I should just stop right now.
What were you saying? I'm confused.
We'd love to hear Katie Lee talk with you, Sarah.
Wouldn't it be fun on your part? You'd have 2 people to harass instead of just 1.
Awesome, and maybe I'd be her number one fan. So, question for the fans.
For the fans.
Serious question, though.
Serious question for the fans. Should we do more interviews like this?
one of those rhetorical questions? Maybe we should do another one.
And with whom?
That's a good one.
Who do people want to hear from? We can't promise anything, but we can...
We cannot promise anything, but yes. Who would you like to hear from?
maybe if enough people say something... Then we might be able to have some help or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, I thought of a question. It's your turn.
We only need 1 question.
I think we need 2.
I don't think so.
I do.
We're going way over time right now.
All right. Fine. Only 1 question then, because Chris is too lazy to think of anything else, or too sick. We'll go with that one.
Perhaps.
Well then, I guess you'll have to. What did you think of Dave's most important answer? Do you agree with it or not agree with it? Should Chris have been the favored one?
Does it really matter?
No, but I want to make you feel better. So.
Well,
I think you have more support than I do.
Perhaps we should ask the fans. You know what? How about we save it for next week? Let's do that. We'll save our question for the next week.
Okay, cool. Well, I hope everybody has a great week then, and I hope you enjoyed listening to our interview with David Griffin, all 6 parts of it, 5 parts of it.
Yeah, 5 podcasts. That's quite a lot.
Yep, but it was fun.
I think we've had more podcasts with Dave in it than we have had regular podcasts.
I just said that.
Well, not in the part that was saved.
You didn't save that part? See, this is what he does. I'll say something, then he'll edit it out and say it himself so he sounds smarter.
It's called time saving, Sarah.
That's what he calls it.
Okay, so anything else to add, Sarah?
Nope, not from me. Just everyone have a great week.
Awesome. You guys have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.